Blog
Hello?
Radio.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscles, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And as some of you might already heard, our guest is already online, so I'm really happy. And this is somebody that's always been a joy to me since I met her. And we met down in Kansas City at the Kansas City Classic. And I was down there to support one of the guys from our area, who was Ryan Doris. And he was just in top shape and just great. And then I bumped into this lady basically between pre-judging and the night show when all the craziness happened. And she's just been that person for me ever since. She's just a joy. She's just full of energy, full of life, and full of positive energy and full of positive life. And I can't stress that enough. For anybody that's never met her, I guarantee you won't be ready for how much energy she has, because she really brings a lot to the stage and her life and everything else. So, Serena, if you could please introduce yourself to the P4P Nation. And say hi to the rest of the master community.
Hi, everybody. This is Serena. And, yeah, do you remember actually how we met? Yeah, so on Facebook. Me too. So would you want to do me on Facebook? Do you remember that, Kaylin?
Yes.
Only Serena. And, yes, people, yes. It's lovely to be on your show, Kaylin. Hello, P4P guys, my favorite fellas. They've been getting me for years, but, you know, Serena. What's sponsorship all about? Serena has to ripe on her own. I love their shakes. It is now beyond my favorite. So, hello, guys. And, Kaylin, you are awesome. You've been there for me since day one, since we met, since we did each other on Facebook. That was a joke, you people. Joke. I do speak another language, so sometimes I do think in Russian, and when I translate from Russian to English, it doesn't always sound proper. But... but it's all in good fun. And Kaylin has been wonderful. Kaylin, from that point, he introduced me to Ben and to many others. And you remember my goal then, Kaylin, do you?
Yes.
Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah, I needed to go pro. Why? Do you remember why?
Because
that was the Kansas show where we met was an amateur show.
Yes.
But my daughter got into University of Arizona that year, and my goal was to compete as a pro in Phoenix for IFPA.
Yep. That's right.
I was determined to get my pro card.
They had the Yorton out there that year, didn't they?
Yes, exactly. My goal was to compete as a pro at the Yorton Cup. In Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I was hitting up all these shows. I needed to get my pro card.
Yes. And, well,
and I did. I did.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I did.
A lot of
amazing things. That was a fun year.
It was.
No,
go ahead.
And to me, the number one thing was, let's see, Terry McBee was one of my people I looked up to. When I started competing, I really didn't know much about competing. I had no one. It was me, myself, and I. My friend Jody traveled with me, if you remember Jody.
Yes,
yes. She competed a few shows, but wasn't really knowledgeable of as much as I know now. And it took me a while to get there. But as energetic I am and as people may think wild and I'm pretty shy.
Yes.
And I was
I
very
wouldn't
shy
disagree.
to ask. I am shy.
Mm-hmm.
I was very shy to ask anyone for advice. I didn't know what shows. I had to like research everything on my own. And at the Yorton Cup, I actually stood next to Terry McBee. I think I took fourth or fifth at the Yorton Cup, fifth or maybe even sixth. I don't remember. Who remembers? It doesn't really matter. I had a blast. But
mm-hmm.
of course, Terry won that year. And she was like my idol ever since. So I learned my posing from her. I just really wanted to win. I really wanted to win that Yorton Cup. The closest I got was last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough show for me. But the closest I got was last year. Yeah. But Terry, thank you. Even though I didn't speak to you before last year, everything I taught myself, I watched you. I have many people to thank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop
it's
it.
So touching.
It is.
I know. It is. It
She's
is.
She's one of
it
the
is.
Most outgoing people. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand how much Patricia and Terry do for the natural community, just, you know, basically helping out when they can and as much as they can. And, you know, that's just, I'm glad you said that. It's really special when you can be humble enough to be that giver.
Oh, my God. And you know what, people? Let me tell you, they're amazing people. I was scared to speak to them because they were intimidating. No, they're not. People think I'm intimidating. How dare you? I am not. Why would I intimidate you? I'm like a 5 foot, this little tiny thing, all smiles, all silliness. Please don't be intimidated by me. Don't be intimidated by Terry. Do not ask questions. Call us, message us. We'll answer whatever we know. We will give an answer. If we don't, we'll tell you to look for other resources. I don't know, but
yes.
Please don't be
yes.
don't feel the way I felt in the beginning. Don't. It's for fun. Enjoy it.
Right.
All right. More questions. Let's not bore the people.
No. Okay. Now, other than that year. There was something, you know, because I always we stay in contact, so you know, I don't want anybody thinking this is a big surprise for me. But one of the things that did surprise me, because I like, you know, like I said, when I first met you, it was basically during a lot of things going on, and we just happened to meet in between parts of the shows, and we're like, okay, you know, seriously, we're going to keep in touch. Really, we're going to keep in touch, and really, we're going to keep in touch, and we actually did. But there was a lot of stuff going on in between, so I didn't get the chance to see you do your routine. And, you know, like one of the people we were talking about, Patricia, has a night routine that everybody in the Midwest had known about. But I had never seen anything like what you were bringing as a presentation to a night show. And I'm telling you, the first time I saw it, I was just blown away. I was, get this woman, we got to get her more attention because, my God, this is like a hidden diamond in the rough. I couldn't believe
mm-hmm.
it. Because, like you know, when people hear you say you're shy, if they didn't meet you in person, they wouldn't believe that, seeing, you know, what you do on stage. But you are very, you know, shy when you're not performing, and so when I, the person I met was full energy and life,
before,
like, you know, hey, you know, how's it going, and real cordial and stuff like that, but then on stage, it's like you become this totally different person, and you transform into this phoenix that was just blowing up over everything, and just shining over the whole stage, and you commanded that thing, and I was like, you know, my God, where is this woman been?
I really, really enjoy it. Now, the very first performance that I did, I wasn't aware if I'm allowed to do it or not. So I slowly introduced to the first show I competed in OCB with Joe Franco in New Jersey. So that was my very, very, very first show. And I introduced few steps because I was very, very nervous if I'm even allowed to do it. I never really kept in touch because at that point, Jody did everything for me because she had few girls competing. So I was kind of in the dark and she didn't know. The emailing wasn't clear back and forth. And literally, like, I'm like next to go up on stage at the evening show. And I turned to Jody and I'm like, Jody, am I even allowed to do some dance moves? She's like, I don't know, Charina. I'm like, Jody, what if I get disqualified? She's like, maybe you shouldn't do it. Just do, because we watched all these girls do a regular T-walk. Which honestly bores me to death if I'm sitting at the audience. After a while, you know, 20 girls later, it's like, okay, I'm done. You know? So I'm like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't. She's like, yeah, don't. They call out my name. And I'm like, I have no time for any mini my name. Oh, I turn to her and I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. But I actually said the F word. I said, it doesn't matter. I'm like, well, that's the way it went. I'm like, F it. If I get disqualified, so be it. I don't care. At least I'll have a blast, something to remember. And I did it. And I didn't get disqualified. And instead, I took the overall for every everything that I entered and best performance. Or, best whatever that he had.
Presentation,
so,
yeah.
And, yeah. So every time I added more and more and more. And so, of course, my first two performances, first two songs that I did throughout the first 2 years of my competing life, I would never do it again because my Christina Aguilera came. Cause that was just like with a hat, you know, burlesque. And people just want to see that all the time. And sometimes like, well, why would I want to bore people with that? So I came up with a Marilyn Monroe, which I really, really didn't like because I choreographed these things and the song kind of has to like hit me properly so the moves come out properly. But I didn't like me as a blonde. I was like, ew, I'm not doing this again. And last year I didn't want to bore people again with Christina Aguilera, even though I get a lot of requests on that. I did Black Widow. And that was a fun performance, too. And so little by little over the years, I just made them grow more and more and more into dance, and I learned how to combine a dance routine with the proper posing, you know, proper, whether I'm doing physique or figure. So, yeah, that's how it kind of evolved. It evolved. And I highly recommend girls to do this. You don't have to be a dancer, but to bring a little spark to the stage for the audience is fun, you know? Even though a lot of, like WNBF don't allow it in physique. If you're doing bodybuilding, they allow it. But if you're doing physique, they don't allow it. DFAC allows it and loves it, and not only they let you do the performance, they hook you up with like phenomenal lighting and fog and the whole nine. Love it. PNBA allows the performance. Who else does it? Who doesn't allow it? I think that's about it. Only thing WNBA doesn't allow me to do a performance, but even then I'll do a little kick because it's still more fun than a plain old tea, boring walk. And yes, I remember I saw Patricia,
no,
right?
No.
You spoke about Patricia's
yes.
performance. That was one hell of a beautiful performance. It's very hard to catch my eye. This is why I never do judging. I think I would be a very harsh judge, and that's why I choose not to sit at a judging table. Because girls, I would probably look at your makeup and your hair and your suit and the walk before you strike a pose. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. That's why I don't judge you, girls. I try to be fair and square.
Oh, and I appreciate that, because a lot of people are asked to do things and they're uncomfortable with it, and they do it anyway because they feel like they're obligated. And it's like, well, no, because if you're not going to help the show, you're actually going to hurt it.
Exactly. No, exactly. And, you know, it's like there's always one person that just catches your eye, whether it's the smile. And I'm one of those people that can get distracted with a smile. So if one girl
mm-hmm.
has this beautiful smile, I will probably overlook some of the posing or muscularity or whatever it is, because she just caught my eye. She's just, you know? So, yeah, it's not for me. That's why I stay away from the judging table. I'll let the professionals take that.
Well, you're a professional in your own right. And I mean, I'm telling you, you really have taken... you took it to another level, and I appreciate that, because, like you said, it is, the night shows are for, you know, more for entertaining, and you definitely know how to do that in just droves of just energy and atmosphere and charisma. And I said, I think, you know, your name is almost spelled charisma, because it should just match up.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. But it's been fun watching since I did bring the performance of dance. It's been fun watching some of the girls are doing it. You know, they're like, oh, it's okay, because the audience do love it. It's okay. If you can dance,
mm-hmm.
bring it on. You know, if you know ballet, bring it on. If you know how to tap dance, do it. Why not? As long as you know how to properly, or gymnastics. I wish I knew gymnastics. I would be flipping on stage. You know, but I don't. I maybe can do a cartwheel, but that's boring.
I doubt if you could put it in there that it would be boring, because you mm-hmm. have a flair. I'm going to tell you that. I don't think you understand just how good you are with what you do.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I decide to compete this year, I may do a cartwheel. In my performance.
I know you'll probably put some flair to it. They will be like, what?
I'm actually enjoying watching some of these girls win, you know. It's okay. I've done it, what, for
mm-hmm.
4 years in a row. I've done it for 4 years in a row. You know, I'm kind of leading slightly a different life this year, last year since I've had all my life, and definitely not complaining. And you know, I had some different turnarounds and certainly wasn't able to compete as much as I want to.
Well, I think it was more like competing at the level that you want to, you know, respect the stage, because I know that's a big thing for you, is being able to compete at your best.
Well, it is. But I have my limitation. And I
mm-hmm.
think most of the people that know me know that. When I get off the stage, I like to put on a very elegant dress and look like a girl. And that is a main key for me. So as far as getting bigger, more muscular, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That is my main thing. So I need to be a happy medium. You know, I always like my happy medium. And uh, I've I did it last year. I wasn't the most muscular, but I came in the leanest. I came in with pretty much best posing. And I took what? I took many titles that year. This year I started late. It's like I wanted to get on stage, but I didn't. It's like I wanted to get on stage, but I didn't. You know, it was like, oh, which way did I go? And like last minute girl anyways. But last minute I decided, and I guess 6 weeks was just not enough. But, you know, I still didn't do so bad. But had I been in Miami, oh my gosh, what's her name? Why am I drawing a blank?
Angela.
Oh, Angela would have kicked my ass. It's a good thing I didn't go on that stage. She rocked it.
And I think it's so funny that you and I have been trying so hard to meet up in Miami, and then the year I get to go, you couldn't.
I was so not ready for Miami. And you know what? I have 2 new members. I have 2 doggies now. So I'm a mommy of Remy. I'm a mommy of Louie. And they're babies. So I had to travel. Well, Remy is new. We just got him. He's only 3 months old. But I had to travel with my daughter, Taylor, my puppy, Louie, to Miami for Angela to kick my ass. Oh, my God. Thank God I didn't go. But I was very, very, I had Terry texting me who she thinks is taking. I was like so antsy. I just really wanted to know. I was so excited. I love DFAC. I was so, so excited. You know, I'm glad. Angela did phenomenal this year too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she works her ass off. She's a good girl.
Well, she's a student of the game and the sport, so, you know, she can't help but improve, because I noticed that most of the elite competitors don't, they want to win, but that's not the whole end-all, be-all. For you, it's improving here or improving there, and if the win comes with that improvement, then so be it, but it's more like, you know, I want to improve this year. And that's my focus, and I want to prove that next year. And, you know, and so
exactly.
on. Then, sooner or later, I'll have the product that I'm proud of. Because I think, you know, I haven't met one true elite competitor that said they were the perfect package. And I think that's funny because it's like you're winning.
No, that's not true. That's so not true. Yeah, Listen, for me, it was never about the win. Oh, but don't get me wrong. People, winning feels amazing. But it wasn't about that win. Like last year at the Yorton Cup, not this, wait, not 2015, 2014 Yorton Cup, Terry McBee took first. I took second. I didn't care that I took second. If she remembers this, I'm not sure if she does. I literally stood next to her. It took me a couple of years to get there, to stand next to her. Because we started, I was fifth, I was third. I'm finally next to her. To me, that was beyond. I actually like slightly bumped her and I said, Terry, I'm standing right next to you. I was so excited, you know. Of course, when you win, it feels great, and you get some money to go with it. But it feels great, and no, we don't get rich off this. We just cover our costs. But so it has nothing to do about money. But it's just like overall, it's a great feeling. You know, you're on that stage. you did something cool. It's not about, oh, I beat her. Although with some people it is, you know, some people get on that stage determined to beat someone else, you know, that's their focus. With me, it's more about if my posing was, I criticize myself like crazy. And I know you don't have to videotape me. You don't have to take pictures of me. I know when I get off the stage if my posing was on or off. And therefore, I will criticize. Because when you don't have that mirror in front of you and your muscle is sore from posing too much, you lose it. And sometimes you don't even feel the muscle. And that's when it's so easy to lose. Mm-hmm. But I always try to listen to people. You have to tuck your tummy more in, turn your leg more out. I listen, and I take criticism well. That's very important. You know, I don't get insulted. Criticize me. There's a reason, so I can learn from it.
Yes.
So that's the main thing, especially for newbies. You know, you guys listen, learn, ask. Don't be afraid to ask. I was afraid to ask. I was so nervous to ask. Oh, my God. How could I? And I never forget. I don't even remember what show it was, but it was horrible, horrible. Some lady comes up to me and she's like, "Why? What are you smiling all about?" I'm like, "Because I'm happy." Even though I've been waiting like 5 hours to get on stage. I was already exhausted. So I was just like entertaining my own self. I didn't know anyone backstage. And I was too shy to start talking to someone. So it was me, myself, and I. And I was like singing. I don't know what I was doing. I was smiling. She's like, "What are you so happy about?" I'm like, "I'm happy to be here." She's like, "Oh, that's because you're a baby." Okay. She was like really nasty. I'm like, "Is this how people are here?" And I think it was like my second show. So basically my first show trying to get my pro card. I was like, oh, that was like, ugh. Don't be catty. Don't be catty. Don't be catty. Not nice. Because I think I'll remember that woman's face for the rest of my life. Can't remember her name, but her face will always be in front of my, you know, when I think of competition, she was the nasty one.
That's a shame, you know, because that's basically the time for everybody to shine. And, you know, like you said, some people, and I've said this many times, you know, some people just aren't meant to compete in natural bodybuilding. And, you know, it's not for everybody. And the journey sometimes is so hard, so harsh, and so unmemorable that you wonder why they even tried to do it in the first place. Because I can't imagine doing any sport and hating the whole part of it, even, you know, the time when you get to basically go on stage. I don't think I would have ever done any sports if that's how I was feeling.
I know. You know what I'm curious about? This is what I'm thinking because I'm so random. Where's my smiley face? Where's my smiley face over there? Yo, Ed.
You got it.
Where my I have both of my posing partners over here. Remember that year we posed, both of us?
Yes.
Is Ed next to you?
No. Ed's not here. He's dealing with some things right now. He lost a family member. You know, I always call Ed Castillo the ambassador of natural bodybuilding, and for good reason and good cause. And he's one of the most genuine, outgoing and outspoken, especially for natural bodybuilding. He's been such a paramour for it, and I'm just so thankful for people like him and you that just know how to address the people when you're talking to them. And it's not fake. You know, you're both very real, very genuine. And,
yeah,
you know, for him to have a loved one pass away and to be a parent especially, you know, it's rough. And, you know, you hate for bad things to happen to good people. But, you know, it happened. And, you know, you got to meet. And actually, you were the first person, because I never thought I would be able to wear any kind of jewelry on stage, and I never really wanted to. But
cool was that?
Right?
How cool was that? That was cool. That was supposed to be a 6-minute production. You're a bad DJ.
And it is.
Kaylin, you're a bad DJ. You are terrible DJ. That was supposed to be a 6-minute production. We didn't get to finish it, but we got to laugh on stage. How funny was that?
Yes. Look at everyone that was able to be a part of that. And, you know, the show didn't, for me, that was it. That was it. Yeah. And
that was the first time I met.
Go ahead.
No, I think that was the first or the second time I met Angela. I think it was the second time I met Angela.
Yes.
Angela, y'all was in it. You.
Mm-hmm.
Ed. I don't remember who else.
Melissa Johnson.
You know all the names. I can't remember all these people's names.
Yes, we had John Gorman there in the backstage. And I can't remember the one lady. We were doing the opera.
Yeah. We had a blast. Oh, I watch it. It cracks me up every time.
Yes. Anyone that's listening, if you get to go to a live show and you have the right components, meaning a lot of the top competitors that have been, that love and enjoy competing. Not the people that basically struggled to get to the format, to the venue, and basically are out there on their last leg of life because basically didn't diet right or something else. But the genuine people of the sport, and you can just feel the electricity all around. You're going to be in for something special because you never know what's going to happen. And I take as many pictures backstage as I can so everyone can see that it is that much fun. It's not fake. And I that's what I love so much about natural bodybuilding is the family-type atmosphere. And it's genuine. I mean, when that picture of you and Angela on my shoulders, you can't recreate
it. I know. No. No. You're right. Well, maybe if Ed decides not to do his show this year on my birthday, which is June 6th. By the way, everyone, June 6th is my birthday. Start preparing for gifts. If Ed... What?
Yeah, I love
just,
it.
They can send them... All my gifts can come to you. You'll ship them to me. Simple flowers, candy, anything. That'll be my treat. If Ed doesn't do his show like he did this year, was right on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't. My kids were home. Everybody was. They're like, "Ma, you're not going, right?" I'm like, "No, no." So Ed, move the show to a different weekend.
You were missed, though. I can tell you.
Oh, I don't remember anyone singing happy birthday.
Okay, you want to belated them?
No, wait. It's way too early. You can't do it. That's bad luck.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
That's bad luck. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be competing this year. We shall see because now I have to raise my puppies.
Well, there you go. And you actually touch on something I talk about a lot. You know, there's plenty of things that happen in a prep or not in a prep that basically decides where somebody's going to be 4 or 5 months from now, because, you know, it's life. And we all have it. And I like to tell everyone to enjoy the people on stage while you can, because they might have to take a year or two off, and it might not be for competitive reasons. It's just life happening. You know, there's moves,
yeah.
There's family issues, there's job issues. There's plenty of things that happen to natural competitors that don't necessarily mean that they don't want to compete. They just aren't available.
Well, yeah, you know what it takes to raise a puppy? Oh, my God. They pee everywhere. They're so cute. I have King Charles Cavalier Spaniels. They are adorable. Adorable. Mm-hmm. And, but, oh, my God, they require work.
Yes, but isn't maybe that what you taught your body? It required work, and you did it. Oh, wait.
What?
Because I always forget this, because you're just so energetic and so full of life. You are one of the few competitors, well, I don't want to say few, you're one of the few competitors I know that doesn't really use heavy weights at all.
Okay, yeah, I really hate heavy weights. Hate it. It's like I don't even know what to do with these machines. So I always kind of go back to the bands. I try. One, I get super bored. So when did I start? I started with the machines when I decided to team up with Patricia Terry Payne. That was the first time I walked to the real gym. Because I always went to a private gym. I was taught how to properly move. Function your body versus the
you
muscle.
You have excellent
versus
form. Let me just say that.
Yes, the form. Well, I was taught that. That's how I began. So basically, they chiseled my body at the private gym. And when I decided maybe my body needs something different, and that's when I teamed up with the Paynes and Terry. And they gave me cardio. I'm like, cardio? Oh, I really don't like cardio. I have to do cardio? And they're like, yes, Charina, you got to do cardio. I'm like, but I usually go to the gym. I take a shower before the gym. I never sweat at the gym. Because I do everything at such a slow pace. And I control my muscle versus the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really sweat at the gym. So I have to go looking pretty and smelling good. To each his own, right? And here I did something different. Of course, they brought a lot to the table. Look how well I did that year.
Mm-hmm.
But I still didn't do heavy. So I've taken, I think, 25 at most, and make that 25 feel like it's 100. Because I know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're telling me.
But I learned, you see, I had to learn that. I was taught properly. It's almost like yoga, but I can't stand yoga. Yoga is not my thing. But, it's not. It's way too boring. I can't even be at the gym for an hour because I get so bored. I have to be in. I have to do my thing and be gone. Bands and all bands, the snake bands, crawling like a Spider-Man. That is more my thing. So yeah, sprints
but
is not my
so
thing.
Well. You do
Prowler, yeah.
I
so
see you as a
this
cat
year I'm actually, this year I'm actually thinking of getting back to my bands.
Mm-hmm.
And see if I can chisel myself a little, chisel myself back to taking off for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Just machines is not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really do the supplements. I think machines, you have to do the supplements to complement the weight versus, I don't even know how that works. You know, I have no idea how that works. But the P4P, I love how it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. And it doesn't, and I was, you know how scared I was that it would hurt my stomach because I can't do whey, because I can't do dairy, and I was so nervous about that. But oh my god, it doesn't hurt my stomach. So I'm like, oh guys, I think it just happened. And if I remember correctly, when they were first starting out, I had an interview with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was interviewing them more than they were interviewing me.
Yes. Which is far from bad, far for you.
Don't hate me, the P4P team. But I guess I wasn't happy with the incentives. Like, I don't need your 10%. I'm not going to drink it. or whatever it was they were offering. I don't know what they were offering. But I'm like, I don't need it. I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to lie to people. But now yeah. I love it. And it actually started with me making pancakes for my son. Because all my kids are into healthy workout, mode, which is phenomenal because my daughter's 21 and my son is 20. And, my son pretty much played ice hockey all his life. So he takes care of himself. You know, he loves the gym. Mm-hmm. My oldest, my daughter also, you know, everyone likes to look good. When I was 21, I didn't even know what gym was. You know?
Thank you for influencing the next generation.
I think it's wonderful. I have many kids come through my house, you know. My daughter's friends, my son's friends, they're all into it. And not only that, they work at gyms. So my son works part-time at Club Metro. You know, and then he gets to work out for free, and it's awesome, and he gets all these shakes, and, you know, oh, it's great. But the P4P started with the protein pancakes that I was making for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm like, okay, I got to get more of the stuff. So I'm like, all right, guys, so I need more samples. And then I was just getting embarrassed. How many more samples can I ask for? That's, like, really embarrassing. So now I have to buy. But then this one tried, and then the other one tried, like, friends, random friends who don't compete or even do hardcore working out. And everybody wants it now. So I'm like, yo, guys, I think it's time. And it just happened. So, yeah, right before New Year's, I think it happened. So thank you, P4P. my favorite is cake batter. How awesome is that? My favorite is cake batter. And my second favorite is cookies and cream. I mean, literally, well, I think they call it something else. I call it cookies and cream. I don't know what they call it. I don't remember. Anyways, they're literally cookies in there. Chunks of cookies. The what do they call? The Oreos. So, really? Delish. It's like indulgence, you know, complete. So for example, early in the morning, if I have no time to make myself breakfast, that's what I'll drink.
Yes.
To hold me over until I get to my food. You know, there are days. And it doesn't, the best part about it, what?
I said it happens. I mean, sometimes you just press for time.
Of course. I come down, you know, my day starts super early, 6 o'clock in the morning, every day. My little one is already on the bus, all fed and dressed. And if anyone's seen my 12-year-old, her hair covers her butt. That's how long it is. So I have to take care of it. She can't do it on her own because she can't even reach. It's so long. So, you know, she has to be all groomed and in her braid and typical, I raised them as Eastern European, can't help it.
You're doing good.
I'm not, because now I have the two dogs who makes a terrible mess. Terrible, terrible mess. So sometimes I'm always like, oh, did I eat? Hold on. By the time I'm done, I'm like, did I eat? Oh, I don't remember. So I'll make a shake. Where, you know, we all have situations and random things that just occur. We're all
That's
human.
That's right. Life.
It's okay.
Life.
Yes. It's life. Exactly. It's life. There's no such thing as, oh, yeah, she has the time. No, none of us have time. None of us have time. We kind of make it. It's either we want it or we don't. So
yes.
If you want it, you make it, create it, make up for it, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't, you just give up.
There you go. There you go. Look at you.
But even if,
the truth.
But
Look
even
at
if
you.
You're not competing, what do I do?
Well, let's talk about that. We actually, you're so big in life. We're having you on a second show, and I won't plug that yet, but I will talk about something else that you do, and that's the cream and the, what is it lotion? Am I getting it right?
Oh, the face cream? Oh, my God. My life
yes.
savior. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. This is the perfect time. So if your listeners ever seen me, I am 43 years old. I am not shy to say it. I do not know what tomorrow will bring, but I do go to sleep with the best in mind. I'm a very positive person, but I do like to look young. And, I mean, we pretty much know that for years I created my own cream, and that's what I've been using. So that's my secret. Along with some few other things that I sleep with. I sleep with pasties and blah, blah, blah. But I like to look in the mirror and I like to say, I like it. So, I mean, you know, Kayla and I like myself. I can't
well,
lie about that. No, I that's the number one rule. Look in the mirror and say how much you love yourself. You deserve it, you know. You deserve it. We all deserve it.
I hope the listeners aren't taking this in the wrong way. When you're saying, I like the way you stress, I like myself. You don't say, you know, I'm in love with myself and with everybody else. You're saying, you know, if I don't take care of me first, then it's hard to address everyone else.
Put it this way. If you are in my house, or backstage of the show, or I'm at your house, I will put you in front of me to eat first before I will.
I'm a living witness. I'm a living
But when
witness.
I go to the, yes, but when, because it's the right thing to do. Okay? There's enough for everyone to go around. But when I go, if I'm in your house or if I'm at a dressing room, backstage or my house, and I will go to the mirror I want to like what I look at. And it's not mm-hmm. for you. It's not for him. It's not for my children. It's for me.
Yes.
It doesn't make me conceited, but
no.
I think it makes me healthier.
Aware.
And a better
honest
person.
And aware. Yes.
Exactly. Because if I will not love myself, you will not love me. So it's I think it's very important for both men and women to love yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I love myself. I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are. And you deserve it. And, you know, I don't like wrinkles, so I try to keep them off my face.
Mm-hmm.
I created this cream, and it's, I love it. You tried it. Wait, which one did
yeah.
I give you, the body cream or the face? I do not remember. It's
it
in my purse. It's in my
I
purse.
I never got the body cream. You never mailed it.
Terry has it. Patricia has it. There's several people that, you know, have
it,
it and
I can tell you that. It works. It works.
It does. It's natural. There are no perfumes. I have a very allergic skin. I break out easily. You look at me, I break out. I look at chocolate, I break out. I don't even put it in my mouth. I just look at it. I break out. And you know, I don't trust anyone else because they put perfume in there.
Yes, and all the other stuff you don't really need. No, yeah. I'm making fun because you said two things. You said you look at me and you said you break out. Then you said you look at chocolate. And I was like, it's kind of the same thing. And I started laughing.
Hey, I actually did not mean that, but you're funny. That's cute.
No.
That's cute. That's cute. And you know what? Dairy. Stay away from dairy, women. It's not good for your wrinkles.
Oh, wow.
It's not good for... Dairy is not good. Look at Oriental women. They don't eat dairy. Look how great they look.
Wow. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, no dairy. Dairy is not good for women or, I don't know about men. Listen, I'm a girl. I do my thing. But... Women, no, not dairy. Gluten doesn't work well for our skin. And in this weather, I mean, a lot of moisturizer is the only thing that helps me get through the day. And I make them. I run literally. They go, especially now, this season. I basically make them to order because. I can't produce enough. I'm going to need help soon. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Now,
but
see,
yeah.
You can do a testimonial right on the spot because that's what you did with me. And I don't know if you remember that, where you showed me basically one hand and then the other hand with it. And you could feel the difference as you were putting on. And the second one is you could actually see the skin more pliable and basically softer. And that just kind of blew me away because usually you do a testimonial and on the infomercials, you'll see somebody's hand and then it'll be three or four camera cuts and then they'll come back and they say, oh, look at how nice it looks. And that's basically 20, 30 minutes later. This was something that was happening, you know, right there while we're backstage getting ready to compete.
Yeah, I can't complain. I like my cream. I really like my cream. It does good stuff. And no lies. I mean, it's all clean, natural, and quite edible.
So if somebody forgets their food, hey, there you go.
Exactly. It happens. I actually, it's so funny you say that. So I was guest posing at Kent's show. So I'm like, all right, Kent, I'm going to guest pose at your show. He's like, okay. I'm like, hey, you think you can hook me up with a table? I'll put my creams out. He's like, sure, no problem,
mm-hmm.
Trina. Kent is wonderful when it comes to that stuff. You know who I'm talking about, Kent Beerley?
Yes.
AMBF?
Yes, I know.
He's like, yeah. Okay, he's like, yeah, sure, Trina. I'm like, yay. So I'm sitting at a table with my creams. I made some samples up. And this woman comes up to me, and we were yapping. And I'm like, yeah, why don't you try it? And I had these, like, little flat spoons like they have at Nordstrom or Saks or wherever you go, department store, to try in a cream. So I had a whole bunch of that. One of the girls at Nordstrom hooked me up. And I'm like, why don't you try it? She's like, yeah, sure. She takes it and puts it in her mouth. I almost died. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what? What? I'm like, it's a cream for your hands, face. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, yeah. Well, it has no taste, zero taste, but still, it's like kind of eating butter.
Yeah,
like, okay.
I would agree with that.
So she's my proof. You can die from it by eating it. Survive that one.
Thank God.
That was funny. But I was like frozen for a second, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good movie, by the way.
So. Say what?
I said good movie.
Oh, Frozen?
Yes.
It was. Wait, hold on. Did you see Star Wars?
Yes, I did.
That was good. I enjoyed it. So, listen, if anyone out there works for Marvel? Wait, my daughter always, my Taylor, my 12-year-old always corrects me. Marvel?
It's okay.
Marvel?
No.
All right,
it's Marvel. There you go.
Say it properly. Marvel.
Marvel.
Okay, Marvel.
Yes.
If anyone out there works for Marvel and has the insider, I really, 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 that's like my dream to be a Spider Girl.
Well, there you go. I'll get right on it.
Seriously. Okay, so I may suck at acting, but I'll learn fast. I'll be so
good. No, I've seen you crawling across the floor and all that other stuff you do. I know you can be a natural at that. I was thinking more Catwoman, but Spider Girl is a good,
I'll
character.
Do the Catwoman. But they have a Catwoman.
No, but see, they've already done
Girl.
That. Yeah, so we'll go with Spider Woman because I know that you could pull that off.
Yeah.
Do you
Let's
still
go,
have that
guys.
Video?
I promise you'll make millions. I promise you won't regret hiring me. I'm a fast
the
learner.
The dance studio alone, you doing a dance routine would be enough for anybody. Because you got some moves.
No,
but now I got.
Kaylin, I'm talking about a big screen here. What are we saying?
I am too.
We're not
talking about
IFPA or DFA.
No, listen to me. I said dance room studio. So that's one of the parts of the movie. Basically, when you're warming up or whatever, it's basically showing your skill. Yeah, but okay, we've done the longest tease, and I'm not going to play with these folks no more. You got to tell everybody what the name of your facial cream and skin cream is and how they can get it.
Oh, well, I don't have a website. I tried working on that one, but something kind of always slows me down. So I'm a procrastinator in a way. That's not a bad thing. But I don't have a website, but you can definitely reach me on Facebook, Charina Farguson on Facebook. Or you can always message Kaylin, and he'll give you my phone number or Facebook. No, he won't give you my cell number. You can't call my cell.
That's right.
But and face cream, people have slight problem pronouncing it, so I'm thinking of maybe changing it up.
The charisma?
But, the day and night collection by Charinachka.
There we go.
So, Charinachka. I'm Cherina. That's my name. And when you add a C-H-K-A, remember, Kaylin, I told you? Kaylinka, Cherinachka. It's a sweet way in Russian language to, like, it's a sweet way of calling someone. When you add a C-H-K-A.
Like family.
Yeah. So, Kaylinka.
I'll never get tired of hearing it. I truly thank you for that.
Now, Kaylinka.
Okay. I won the bet, by the way.
What?
I said I won the bet.
You did?
Yes.
How much money did we win? Hold on. Well, hold on. I don't know how I got me into this, but how much money did you win?
No, I told you. I said the show was going to fly by. You wouldn't even know that an hour had passed.
Oh, did an hour pass already?
Yes, it has.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, all you good people, I hope I didn't bore you. I thought I'd be boring for 1 hour.
Not at all.
That's like, I'm like, maybe an hour? I'd probably bore myself to death. But I had a blast, and I love my Kaylin. And I send wishes to everyone, only good things to everyone. And remember, you want to ask? Message. I'm on Facebook.
Yes.
Kaylin knows my info.
Yeah,
what?
Be respectful. I'm saying to any listener that wants to send you a message, be respectful, because, you know, you work hard and you have a lot to do and there's a lot of things going in your day. So if you do sit down to address someone's message, I'm sure you want it to be something worth responding to and not foolishly.
Oh,
because,
of course.
You know,
of course.
Yes. Well, I want to put that out there because, yeah.
Do not send me no naked pictures. Well, I'm serious. Don't send me naked pictures. I don't like those. A lot of different. You'd be surprised what kind of messages I get.
No, actually, no, I wouldn't.
I can't really answer, guys. I'm not really a bodybuilder for men. I don't know what to do with a men's body. I'm a girl. I can talk to girls, though, no problem. Posing, help with posing, no problem. Food, no problem. But girls, I don't know how to feed a guy. You guys are way too big for me to feed you. But absolutely, absolutely, ask away, girls. You know, I did not even know what organizations are out there, you know, and then I wanted to join them all once I found out. I did it all on my own. I listened and I just read and learned. So, yeah.
And ask.
But please.
And ask. One thing you were always good at doing was asking.
Ed?
No, I said the one thing you were really good at doing all the time was asking. And that makes a world of difference.
Exactly. But please, if anyone says I'm intimidating, how could I possibly be, you guys? I don't even understand what that word means. And like, where does intimidating and Cherina even come into picture? I get that a lot. Cherina, she was so intimidating. Why? Like, I don't get it. I'm an open book.
When you can command a stage like you do, that can be a presence to some people. And, you know, to be that outgoing and to actually be good at it, you know, there's plenty of people that, you know, God bless them, they really think more of themselves than they are, and they get out there, and it's a debacle. And then there's people that have it, that have it, that makes everything, and that it changes a lot of people and a lot of lives because, you know, you gave them hope. And sometimes that can be intimidating because how do you speak to the person that you look up to that's basically changed your life? And that's a compliment in a way, but it's like not really reflective of who you are. And I thank God I know you, you know, and I thank God for you because you've always been a blessing in that. And I'm, you know, I'm thankful for it. And if anybody asks me, I'll be sure to set them straight, as I'm sure Terry, Patricia, Law, you know, all of us that know you can basically help in making you more approachable.
Thank God. Thank God. But I love you all deeply. I love you, Kalichka. I love Terichka. I love Patricia. Wait, how do you say law? You're going to have to be just
Lodichka.
Law, okay? I can't say
Lodichka.
Law,
yeah.
Lowichka. It just sounds really, really Lowichka. Lowichka.
Yeah. There you go.
I love you all. And by the way, I did get that last plaque you guys sent me. I unboxed it and I put it underneath all the magazines by mistake because I didn't get my mail for like 4 days. And since I'm already on the phone over the radio, Law, Patricia, Terry, thank you. And I hope I'm not going to forget tomorrow to take a picture of it and post it on Facebook. But I have it and it means the world to me. So there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It got stuck underneath all the magazines, and I was, like, cleaning up. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm such a pig. I didn't even say thank you. I opened it. I'm like, yay. But my phone was on the charger, and I didn't get a chance to take a picture. And then I mailed, you know, 3 days later, the mail just piled up, and I forgot. But I got it, and it's beautiful, and it means so much to me. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad that you can take some of those papers and put down for the puppies.
No, the puppies have their own plates. It's not a plate, it's a plaque.
Yes, no, I'm saying like that you didn't accidentally put the plaque under the puppy paper.
Oh, imagine? No. These guys keep... My little puppies, they keep me busy. Oh, my God. I didn't even know how much work that was. But maybe I needed that, you know? I needed that. It's one of those things, you know, you go through life and, you know, it's like going to a supermarket. You have a list, to-do list, a list to buy, and you check off whatever you put in the cart. I think life is very similar, you know? I kind of created my list, and little by little, I've been checking it off. And
checking it twice?
No, I don't know. Maybe a few things I'll check twice. A puppy I checked twice. I actually didn't want a puppy. I was surprised with Louie. My kids brought him home. I came home,
wow.
And they were like, so, Mom, yeah. They're like, what do you think of Frank? I'm like, why would... I don't know, like not for a baby, you know? I'm like this Eastern European Frank for a boy. Maybe not my thing. Cute, but not my thing. What if it's a dog? I'm like, yeah, for a dog, it's cute. And then they pull Louie out from under the countertop. I almost dropped.
Oh, wow.
I almost dropped. So I was forced into a puppy. And literally 7 months later, my oldest, Chanel, was home for the holidays, just recently, for winter break, and we all decided we were going to go to puppies. And I saw Remy's mug, and I just wanted him so bad. And I sent the pictures to my ex. I'm like, look at that face, and you know, he's like, should I get it for the kids for New Year's? I'm like, no, too expensive. Don't bother. And then the next day, I couldn't sleep all night. All I saw is his face. So my kid's father went and he bought the puppy for them the next day. And so, yep, now I have Remy. And if anybody wants to see the cuties patooties, they're on Facebook. I put them on Facebook or my Instagram. They're so cute. I'm a proud, proud owner of dogs.
Hey, send me, message me those pics, and I'll put it up there with the link that I post after the show.
Oh, okay. So my Facebook and Instagram, or?
Well, I'm sure you already have it on Instagram, but I'll take it for the Midwest Muscle page on Facebook, and I'll post the pictures.
You want the pictures of my dogs?
Yes.
Oh,
because people are listening
okay.
to the show and they want to know what they look like.
You know what? I think Remy is a show dog. I really do. You'll have to see his pedigree degree. It's like his pedigree is like beyond and beyond and beyond. Not degree, but with a gold seal stamp. So I don't know. I'm hoping he's going to see a vet tomorrow. So maybe that'll be my new job. Maybe I'll have my dog compete instead of me.
Or maybe you'll do half and half.
Oh, that would be hard because I'm not a dog trainer. That would be hard. Get him on stage with me.
If anybody can live up to that challenge, anybody that can live up to that challenge, it's you.
That's a lot of work, Kalen.
What have you done as everything? And you've always ended up.
I'll tell you what I have not done yet. I have several inventions that I want to proceed with that require a lot of time and attention.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 hours, 3 hours a day doesn't work. I need to get that off my checklist.
Okay. Well,
so
now you got something
really
to put on the list of seconds.
I know. I got to do that. But, guys, the checklist works really, really, really well. You know, it really does. Just like you in the supermarket. You have that list. You go down that list, put it in your cart. You got it all.
There you go.
Right, Kalen? Right, Kalen?
Well, thank yes. Well, thank you, Trina. I've truly been blessed.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Kisses so much. So many kisses. I think we're talking again next week.
Yes. Yes, we are. And thank you for bringing that up, because that's the reason I didn't talk about one of the things you have tackled, and that's the food and actually making a book about how to do a natural, clean eating that's actually tasty. Because I think that was one of the biggest complaints that I used to see back in the day, is that everybody was basically eating the same food with no taste and no...
Oh, hold on.
Nothing.
Chicken, more chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chicken breast.
Yeah.
More disgusting chicken breast. Hold
on,
now you're choking on chicken breast and you... Okay, I'm going to stop. So, yeah. Okay. I was going to get into it, but no, I'm going to leave it for next week.
We'll save that for next week.
I wish we go, like, literally live video, because we can be, like, in the kitchen cooking. I'll cook up a storm right away.
Hey, why not? We can do the...
Seriously?
I'd have to be over there for Midwest Muscle. So... We'll have to plan that one. That's something I got to put on my checklist. Yeah, I like that idea.
Come on, hurry up. We're not even gonna plan it, Kaylin. We're just gonna do it. Whatever is in the refrigerator, we're gonna throw together the healthiest meal ever. But
and you're one of the people that can actually get away with it. I've seen it happen. So yeah, I know. But no, we're not gonna get people all salivating because they gotta wait a whole week. So we'll leave that there. And I want you to give shout out to the people that have basically been very supportive of you. I know your family has just been there since forever, and I'm so thankful because that, you know, mommy, Tarina doesn't step on stage without the blessing of her family, I mean her kids. So that's always wonderful, and I thank God that you had that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's other people, you know, Jody, and I can't remember your coach's name from your first gym, so I'll let you do all of that.
I don't coach with him anymore.
No, I know.
But yeah,
but I'm saying
I kind of miss them a lot. They really introduced me to everything that I know. Very knowledgeable, very professional. Matt, Steve, Jody, Tom, absolutely. They're the Fit for Life team. Everything that I know, I learned from them. I will never, ever, ever take that away from them. So happy I met them. And thank you to the Pain team. Thank you, Ben. Yeah. Thank you, Ben, Yosef. Thank you, Kalichka. That would be you.
Yes.
Just in case. Some people might have missed my C-H-K-A endings. Chka. So thank you. Thank you for listening to an hour of me talking about me. Thank you. I really hope I didn't bore you. And I look forward to hearing from some of you. And if anybody definitely wants to order cream, message me as soon as possible via Facebook, Tarina Farguson, because I at this point I just make them to order.
Yeah.
Perfect timing right now. Tarina's over and out, going to eat her T-bone steak that's been sitting there for an hour.
Sounds good.
Love you all. Kisses. If I forgot anyone, I'm so sorry. But in my heart and in your hearts, everybody knows I didn't forget anyone.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you, girl.
Love you more. Am I hanging up? Wait, are we still on the radio?
You're hanging up.
Okay. Toodles, kadoodles.
And I'm telling you, I'm gonna find a video that she's done with her T-walk and just show you an example of just. It just, I can't explain it. You'll have to see it for yourself. She's a well-rounded woman. She's done many things, and you know, along with being a great mother. And she just finds new avenues to challenge herself, as most elite competitors do. There's never one avenue that they're ever completely happy with, but they're always willing to try new adventures. And that speaks well of them as competitors and as people. So, you know, we'll be talking to her again next week, same day, 7 o'clock. We'll be talking, it'll be part of the foodie edition. And Desiree has a nice show planned for Thursday, and that's going to be fun, so stay tuned for that. And then, I mean, there's just so many people that are basically just helping the natural community grow. And I hope that, as you know, the show grows and people learn that there's more to life than just stage, but, you know, people have a life before they get to stage, and they had a life when they made it to stage, and now have a life when the show's over. So, you know, grow with us, go with us, and thank God for you, and God bless you, and hopefully you'll be even more ready for Thursday's show, and we'll have fun for that, too. So thank you so much, everyone. God bless you. Medicine for people, P-Muscle, Midwest Muscle, we are out.